Since the invention of FM back in the 1940s, there have been few advances in the technology of radio broadcasting, but two new companies are hoping to change that with the introduction of digital radio. They'll be offering programming broadcast from satellites instead of from local transmitters. The companies are showcasing their services at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas this week. NPR's John McChesney is there and has a report.
The two new companies are called XM Radio and Sirius Radio, and they've been getting a lot of attention at this trade show, attended by over 100,000 people. And the companies feel that all that attention is entirely justified, because they have very big plans. Here's Joe Capobianco of Sirius Radio.
Well, satellite radio allows us to deliver 100 channels of digital crystal clear sound to individual cars, individual listeners, wherever they are, 3,000 miles across the United States. That allows us to do 50 music stations, brand new stations that are absolutely commercial free, which you can't get from conventional radio, and it's a lot more stations than you can get in any market in the country, and another 50 news, talk, information, sports, entertainment stations. So fundamentally, we're going to change the way people listen to radio in the car, the way they perceive radio in the car, create a new paradigm and flip conventional radio on its head.
That's a tall order, but there are some advantages to satellite radio. For starters, you never drive out of the signal the way you do with conventional radio. You can stay tuned to your favorite channels all the way across the country, making it likely that long-haul truckers will be early customers. And the audio quality is better than FM. According to Hugh Panero, the CEO of the other company, XM Radio, the conventional commercial radio world left itself vulnerable to a radical shakeup. Panero says the great radio stations of the past have disappeared as the medium has been leveled by consolidation and sameness.
Radio today is more of a mass market oriented service, like going to the lowest common denominator. And in fact, 70% of the radio stations today use only one of five formats. So we are basically a technological innovation, introducing an entertainment product that is going to drive radio to just become better.
Both companies say they will be able to create better radio because they are subscription-based. Listeners will pay $9.95 a month for the 100-channel offering. XM says its service will have limited commercials, while Sirius promises commercial-free music channels. The Sirius folks took us for a demonstration drive in a car equipped with one of the new radios, and Mark Coleman showed off some of the music channels.
What you're hearing is live off the satellite right now as we're driving around here in downtown Las Vegas.
So what about a jazz station? Do you have a jazz station?
And we have several jazz stations, and here's one right now. That's our classical jazz station, and we have several versions of jazz stations. There's a smooth jazz, a new age jazz, on and on and on like that.
Let's hear some bluegrass.
Sunset on the river till it's gone. All God's creatures come alive.
So I understand you have National Public Radio on here. Can we hear what's on there now?
Herbie Hughes remembers hearing stories of contests before his day when electricians would load three or four massive cables onto their shoulders. And
NPR won't broadcast Morning Edition or All Things Considered on Sirius, but it will create new programming for two channels on the satellite, one called NPR Now and one called NPR Talk. Both of the new radio companies say they have taken care of the technical problems that might plague satellite broadcasts. Local repeater transmitters will be positioned around cities where problems might exist because of buildings or hills. The car antennas are unobtrusive. Some are about the size and shape of a computer mouse. But one problem for consumers is that right now the two systems are incompatible, although in a few years the new radio should work with both systems. Later this year, automakers will install the radios in selected models. Ford and Daimler Chrysler are backing Sirius, and GM is backing XM. The big unknown for both systems is whether consumers will be willing to ante up $10 a month for subscriptions. But Joe Capobianco is confident of a roaring success in a few years.
The research shows that in year five, this would be the most successful consumer electronics product launch in history. At year five, which up till now is still the CD player, that puts us at about 20% of category penetration, which would be 42 million cars and light trucks, because the base is 200 million cars and light trucks in the United States.
Sirius says that only 1% of those 200 million vehicles would permit them to break even. The company says it will be offering its services sometime this spring. XM has yet to launch its satellites. One was supposed to go up yesterday, but the launch was delayed for unspecified reasons. But XM still expects to start offering service this summer. John McChesney, NPR News, Las Vegas.